Welcome to Cork. Welcome in particular to the Kinsale Roundabout in Cork on the south side of the city, where I've come today to visit the latest arrival to the business community in Cork. Now, this is a particular favourite of mine because they actually sell wine, and I'm completely partial to the bloody stuff. And I'm here with on the brand new opening. In fact, I'm the only customer in this building. For Curious Wines have moved in from Bandon to Cork, and they're opening bottles. There's a guy here doing a terrific job opening bottles and putting them out on shelf. I've got the two owners of the business who, as soon as I started using my iPhone, went in different directions. Michael Caine is inside in a room, bending down. His brother's gone somewhere else, and I'm left actually eating the bits of tart and charcuterie and olives and gherkins and the sort of and chocolate cake that they have for visitors who are straight on the premises. Now, Michael Caine, just don't go anywhere. I want a word from you here. Michael Caine is the actual inventor of this business, and I want to hear from him on what it feels like to have moved close to my house so that I can come and buy wine here. Michael, I'm being terribly selfish. I only care about you coming to Cork because I can buy your wine easier now. Say something.
You need to watch who you say that to.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it to just the internet and Facebook, so it doesn't bloody well matter.
We're here and we are absolutely overwhelmed and delighted and thrilled to bits to be here. It's been a short journey. It's been 18 months. We started off in Bandon at the end of 08, and I suppose that was our first baby steps, and now we're up and running properly and genuinely delighted and honoured to be up in Cork now, and Cork's biggest wine store.
Look, yeah, say more about that, because you and I both know this business, because I'm a customer and you're the business owner and all that. But will you tell the listeners? Give them an elevator pitch.
What it's about?
What is? Yeah.
Well, it's the wine warehouse format. So what we have approximately, well, we're just short of about 400 wines at the moment. They're laid out in about 2,500 square foot of retail space. It's warehouse format, so it's bottles on boxes. We have it by the case, we have it by the bottle. It is a retail shop, but it's that spacious bit. You can go around with a trolley. We've managed to get 5 foot aisles in the place, and I'm just delighted with the layout now, because we came into an empty shell about 3 months ago. It was all kind of in our heads what we wanted to do, and I think, well, I'm happy with it. What do you think?
I'm looking at boxes being emptied. I'm looking at a whole new premises. I just think it's absolutely wonderful to see a place while it's been put together. You know, I mean, I'm one of these people who likes to get behind the scenes and see the messy old thing before it becomes absolutely beautified. But look, take me over to a bottle. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Messy.
No, take me over to a bottle, any old bottle, because some of the people listening to this actually know wine. Just pick any old bottle that you're going to tell us about, because we just have time in the boo here to pick some wine that Michael Caine is going to pick at random off the shelf.
We have...
Now, he's obviously faced with a big dilemma. Which one's he going to pick? Hang on, he's picking a red. Come on now, I see this is a Barolo. Tell us about it.
Okay, this is, to be honest, I only tasted this the first time but 2 months ago. It is my favourite wine in that we stock.
Oh my God, 2003.
It's one of the nicest wines I've ever tasted. Now, I'm a fan of Italian wines. What I love about them is their big, muscular structure. They're big, they're masculine, they're not for everyone. They're not for wilting flowers, but
you're getting rid of half the women out of this. No, come on. It's not the Munster rugby team selling this to.
I would like to hope not, because my wife loved it too, and it's the Nebbiolo grape. It for me produces some of the finest wines in the world. It's just gotten this 2003, so you're looking at 7 years aging. I think this could comfortably go another 5, even 10 years. And it is just...
Not in my house. It would just get drunk.
Every single drop is just a delight. It's actually quite a light-bodied wine, but it's so concentrated and rich and powerful and intense. And you will not beat that for a food wine.
My God, and he's just handed it. Well, I just prized the bottle loose from his hand. He just was gripping it with fierce excitement. Look, this is a 14.5 degrees of alcohol. It's in a You know, it's lovely. It's very pretty. But what am I going to drink this with, Michael? What am I going to eat this with?
Sorry. Well, I mean, I would drink that on my own. A lot of people would prefer a wine because it's got firm tannins, but soft enough to be very, very drinkable. It's got lovely, big, gripping acidity. And it's got lovely, big, sharp, red fruit with lots of kind of earthy flavors. So it would go absolutely beautiful with a bit of pasta and truffles, anything with mushrooms. So...
Sort of a midweek pasta stuff with truffles, you know, not the serious truffles.
Well, you could go for it.
Hey, look, come on, is this buried bicycles and sort of old leather that has been rotted under sheep dung? What does it taste like?
It's very, very classy. It's, as I say, it's earthy. It would have kind of earthy mushroom components, bit of barnyard, a bit of leather, but it's got that lovely red fruit and cracking acidity, which just... Honestly, just the smallest sip, and you just sit and savour. And it also, it is still developing in your mouth. I mean, not that I've tested it, not that I've gone 5 minutes between sips, but you could go 5 minutes easily, and you're still getting flavours in your mouth. It's the sort of wine that you just live to drink.
And I bet you could go on. I'm not going to stop you there because I don't want to hear about any other ones because I know what you do. You take me throughout the entire shop. We'd be an hour and a half and you wouldn't get your bottles opened, right? Ladies and gentlemen, I just can tell you that I'm getting looked after well here. I'm getting food made by somebody called who is a woman called Margaret Smith. Okay, I can't pronounce her name, but she's Margaret Smith, and you can find her if you Google her on... umnumnum.ie. Anyway, make what you can of that. She's actually a home-based cooking school. She's provided the food for me to eat while I'm here. Michael's provided the business. And look, we better stop. Just come to Cork, you know, and come to Curious Wines. And I'm going back to Glenmire now. Thank you very much.
Sure.
And it's Paul O'Mahony handing over from a place he's very enthusiastic about, obviously. And by the way, I pay for all my wine here. I'm not getting any freebies. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.